Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Championship Monday. A lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of dumb. Let's get to the good of the day, Ron Culver.
All right, I don't know if this is really good, good. Or maybe it's just good, dumb. I'm not really sure. But there's an Oklahoma lawmaker who filed a bill this weekend or this week and wants to create Bigfoot hunting season.
Bigfoot hunting season?
Yeah. Bigfoot hunting season. So maybe,
you have to establish that there's a Bigfoot.
Maybe. But I think that by doing this, you might get to the bottom of whether or not a Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, if they do exist.
Yeah, you'd have to figure that out first before you have Bigfoot hunting season.
I mean, this is more borderline than dumb. Now, he says, you know, he doesn't want to kill Bigfoot. It's, you know, to capture.
Oh, okay, because you got to study him.
You got to study him.
Yeah, and talk to him, get his motivations.
Yeah, find out his name is Gary.
Right, exactly. Has this got a lot of legs in the Oklahoma State
Assembly? I don't think so, but
he got a lot of backing?
And there's a, I guess, the town of Hanobia? I don't know how to say this. It's in southeast Oklahoma. They do have a Bigfoot festival every October.
Gotcha.
So he wants to kind of combine it with that and say, you know, we got the Bigfoot festival. Let's go out and find us a, let's go out and do a hunt and Bigfoot.
All right. I like that.
Then he brings, you know, the other thing too is you got to get a special license for it. You can charge whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because I'm certain you're going to find people who want to go hunting Bigfoot.
When I was in elementary school, I was always fascinated with, like, books about the Bermuda Triangle and Loch Ness Monster.
Did you think there were going to be much bigger deals?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. When I was, like, I was kind of fascinated with all that kind of, that extra level stuff, right? Bigfoot, you know, all that kind of stuff. I was kind of into that. So I'm, you know, here I am, much older, still waiting. So yeah. If there's someone that can help me out with my childhood dream of discovering that there really was a Bigfoot, that'd be great.
I saw the other day that their idea of Nessie, Loch Ness,
right,
was that it's just a it was a trapped prehistoric turtle.
Oh wow,
or something like that.
Yeah, I was very disappointed when I found out that famous photo was fake.
Yeah.
I was so, because when I was a kid, I thought it was real, right? I thought, hey, that's, there he is.
Why wouldn't
it be real? There's the monster right there. Why wouldn't it be real? I was a naive, gullible child. You show me a picture of something, I don't understand that things could be fake. I think that's a real Loch Ness monster. I was so disappointed.
I know. I'm right there with you.
Right? I was all enjoying that stuff. All right, what's the bad of the day?
You knew it was bound to happen sooner or later, but LeVar Ball is starting to beef with Hornets head coach James Borrego.
Of course. You're right. Tick, tick, tick. Set your watch by it.
So basically what has happened is LaMelo has been coming off the bench because he has not been playing well.
Right.
So this is from Borrego. He said, if you're turning the ball over 5 times in 16 minutes, that ain't going to cut it for me. So he had a stretch where he played extremely well. We need to find that again. He's got to get better. Bottom line, he's engaged. He wants to get better. He's capable of handling it. To which, of course, LeVar goes, my thing is, he ain't happy with that. He's been a shooter all his life. He ain't a role player.
What these guys must deal with behind the scenes, like the non-famous LeVar Balls,
do you think
must drive these guys crazy?
Do you think Lonzo is sitting back going, oh, thank God.
I know, right? Leave me alone.
Pelicans
aren't very good right now.
Yeah,
right?
No one's talking about us.
Uh-uh.
Everyone and everyone knows. You know, my dad is fine that I'm not even the superstar of the team. We know it's Zion.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And so I don't I'm not even going to take it over.
That's right.
I'm just going to be, I'll just be this guy in the background. So, but yeah, it's not surprising. It's not a surprising bet at all. You knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was only a matter of time. I thought these guys were starting to like get rid of dad, trying to push dad away a little bit.
Yeah.
Doing kind of like a little Tiger Woods. It was like, Earl, slow down.
They might be pushing away dad, but you know what? He did this with TMZ Sports. He did a Zoom call with TMZ Sports. You know TMZ has that number on the ready saying, it's kind of slow.
You know, what's amazing?
Slow. Let's go after it and see what Lamar thinks.
I'd love to know the media metrics for LeVar Ball stories. like for TMZ or anybody else that puts a lot of time and effort into him, like, does it draw an audience? Does it draw clicks? Because it probably does, because there's just so much meat there that you could dissect it. And they just keep giving him a platform all the time, all the time. Keep talking about your kids. Yeah. Complain about this. Complain about that. Here you go. So yeah, it's just, the metrics must be still decent business to still find LeVar Ball in your mix. I mean, what's the dumb of the day?
TikTok has these cooking videos that have been going around.
Yeah, I heard about these. And now, I don't have TikTok anymore because it's just too much dancing. But
I don't have TikTok. Never had it. I don't even think all my son does now is he watches TikTok videos. He used to be wanting to make TikTok videos, and he was doing an okay thing, and he was having fun with it. Now he just kicks back and watches.
Yeah, my daughter does the same thing.
So, but there's these cooking things that are going around. They seem to be the rage right now, where everyone's showing, maybe life hack food tips or something.
Right.
And so I stumbled across this one. It's a SpaghettiO pie.
Now, I'm already out because I don't like SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. So picture, if you will, I might have to send you this video. You might throw up, though.
I really don't like SpaghettiOs.
So she takes a pie plate, and she has pie crust in there. She empties a whole can of SpaghettiO with meatballs. Then she adds some milk to it, way too much milk. She adds she ends up using about half a jar of garlic salt on this whole thing.
Well, you're going to need flavor because SpaghettiOs don't really have a good flavor.
So she does all that. Then she adds more SpaghettiOs on top of the mixture that she already made. And then she has this bread, like just white bread with just butter on it that she pours way too much garlic salt on that as well. And that's her pie. And she makes a pie out of it.
Ugh.
And that stumbled down a rabbit hole that showed me other food videos. And there are just some sick people out there.
There are. And I think that's the purpose for these TikTok videos, is to make disgusting things.
Like, I looked at it. She seemed excited about the way it came out. And I was like, there's no way you're eating this, right?
No.
You can't.
SpaghettiOs are terrible.
They are.
I never liked them. Even as a kid, I never liked them. I just thought it was weird. It had a weird tomato taste.
It wasn't. Well, it's not sauce.
Soggy. And
I don't know what that is.
Like, pasta's not supposed to be soggy. No. Supposed to be al dente to the tooth.
All right, you know what?
It's supposed to be soft and mushy.
I have no problems with this. I have gotten down on these a couple times, but the Chef Boyardee beef raviolis, I will do from time to time.
I'll eat those.
Now, how come they get their pasta just a little bit right and where SpaghettiOs does it?
Yeah, SpaghettiOs are all mushy and gross, and the at least the ravioli, beef ravioli, is a little bit of bite to it.
I'll never forget. I remember I was working. I came home from lunch. I came home for lunch. And the only thing, this is when I was, obviously living with my parents, and the only thing that was in the house was a can of SpaghettiOs. Because I think SpaghettiOs are really good for toddlers. I think that's about it.
They're not ready to kill you when they give them the food, and they go, this is disgusting, I'm going to starve to death.
I was hungry. It was the only thing that I could find to eat quickly because I was lazy and didn't feel like making a sandwich or something like that. So I just threw in a jar of can of SpaghettiOs, heated it up, ate it. On my way back to work, I threw up. I got like that little burp, that indigestion. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not ending well. I had to pull over real quick, open my car door, and just threw it all up. And I was like, the only saving grace about it, I was able to tell my boss, like, listen, this is what happened. He's like, take the rest of the day. I'm like,
I gotcha. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. We got Jason Cole coming up later in this hour to talk AFC and NFC championship games, looking ahead to Super Bowl 55 and some of the things that went down, especially with the Packers and how they really – I don't want to take anything away from the Buccaneers, but there was a lot of real questionable play on the Packers' side of the ball yesterday, and the Chiefs just continue to dominate. More on that as we continue with Wake Up Call.